Good afternoon.
Oh man, I just want to say I have two beautiful dogs. One white, one light brown. A real light brown. Her name is Bella, the real light brown. The white one, name is Nina. Nina is the mother of Bella. Nina is smaller than Bella. Bella's longer and a little bit taller than Nina. That's because of Bella's father. Nina is a mixed Shih Tzu something breed. And Bella is the mix with that, with a Cockapoo. Me and Bella have this amazing bond. I guess because I was there from her birth all the way till now. She's 2 years old, going on three. Nina, five. This amazing dog, Bella, is so amazing. It's ridiculous. I can't even describe it. But I didn't come here to talk about my dogs, even though I would like to talk about my dog more. Sad that I really can't, because y'all really won't understand it. Even though the thing that I would like to talk about, I won't understand it either, but it's just, I just want to have a conversation. You know, I would like to have a conversation with people and stuff about this, because I have strong belief that I have something amazing to share with the world, the people of the world, you know? And it might sound silly, funny, maybe crazy, stupid, wild, all imaginable that you could think about, but the way of my thinking is something I believe I should share with the world. Like, for instance, this quote from Steve Jobs. You know, I said it before, I said it many times. I'm going to keep saying this quote. People won't understand it. But till people understand this quote to my level, you won't get what I'm talking about at all. To be honest, I don't know if Steve Jobs actually understood it to a magnitude of my understanding. But he said, everything around you is created by, just for instance, I'm going to say man or woman. He said, by somebody neither smarter than you. So nor are they smarter than you. But I'm going to just say, everything around you is created by man and woman. Once you get to that understanding, you will have a better understanding of life. And to say, to breaking the quote down. Now, the part where he said everything around you. So now I'm gonna add in the exception of living things. Meaning, if you need the four elements to survive, then you are a living thing. And if you don't know the four elements, they are air, which is my favorite, the most powerful. Water, the second most powerful. Earth, the third most powerful. And fire, the sun. They all powerful. They are all powerful. So within those four elements that you need to survive, so as a living thing, everything else that don't need those four elements to survive, that he's saying around you is created by a man or woman. So think about it. Think about it very much. Think about it to a point that you can't even think no more. It's gonna hurt your head. It's gonna hurt your head. But I want you to think as far as you can go what this man is saying. Everything around you is created by a man and woman. Man and woman. Regardless of the time of ages, it was created by man and woman. So, beginning from the time to now, everything around you is being created by human being. Put in just short term, human. Everything around you is created by human being. Just put in that shorter term. We all know what human being is. Who human being are. Hello, hello, hello. How you doing? She going crazy. My lovely dog that I love. There's two dogs that stay on our floor. Maddie and our Berries. Maddie is much smaller than Bella. About Nina size. Bella, come here. Stay. Bella, relax. And Berries, he's a German Shepherd. Big boy. So the funny thing. Come here, Bella. Stop it. Bella, stay. Stay back. Stay back. Bella. Stay back. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here, Bella. Come here, Nina. Come here. Come here, Nina. Come here, girl. Well, I was explaining about these dogs. So Barry's a German Shepherd. So Maddie, the little one, she only barks when she with Barry's. Never by herself. When she by herself, she runs. It's so amazing though. And the thing about the Barry's don't do no barking. He don't do no nothing there. Growling at Nina nor Bella. He just really want to play with them. But he's a big boy, so they don't play with him. But now, Maddie, on the other hand, she be going in. Just going in. But back to my conversation. Relax, Bella. Back to what I was saying. He said, everything around you is created by a human being. Once you get a full understanding of that, you have a better understanding of life. And like I'm saying, breaking the quote down, everything around you, with the exception of a living thing, is created by a human being. Meaning, from everything in your house, except the living thing in that house, the ground that you walk on, the dirt, the real dirt that you walk on, and the rocks. Which is part of the dirt, you know. Trees, animals, all living things, like I said, it's not a creation of mankind, human being. It's a creation of the Most High. So he said, once you understand that, you have better understanding of life.
And it's a simple quote. Simple, you know? But at the same time, so elegant, so delicate, so extraordinary that you won't fathom it, understand it. You just get it, you know? But understanding is like getting under it and come picking it up, come all the way up to the top and standing straight up. Once you stand straight up, then you understand it. So you gotta get under it and come up like you're lifting something. Then when you reach all the way up with your hands all the way up, standing tall, knees locked, elbows locked, then you understand. Because once everything is locked, then you deep breathing. Your chest is open. And then you're like, oh wow. And the sun is hitting you. And it's something different. But you won't understand like I'm saying. So it's going to go over your head. But don't be mad at yourself. I want you to keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. Keep, you know, wording it. Keep wording it. Keep wording it. Keep wording it. Keep wording it. Over and over. So you get it. Once you get it, you will understand what I'm saying, where I'm at. But by that time, to be honest with you, I will be far gone. Because I'm at a level I believe that most cannot get to. Sorry to say, you will not believe me. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to understand me. Just understand me from this standpoint, from the regular, obvious standpoint of how the quote goes of what he's saying. Everything around you is created by a human being. Now, don't imagine this. No, you can create this or picture this, but a child, when a child is born, this child, the only knowledge she has is of being in the womb. Nothing of this earth. Nothing of this earth. Nothing of this earth that child knows of. So all the creation that is here already on this earth that we call earth, this place we call earth, imagine, think about it. You can tell this child whatever that you want to tell this child as he or she grows up, and that child will believe it. Because why? The child is a sponge. So as you're telling this child, the child gonna keep sucking it up. This child's gonna keep sucking it up. So that's what I'm saying. Like the man said the quote, everything around you is created by a human being. So now, like I'm saying, a child is born without a knowledge of this world. So you can take this child and put him as him or she as a Muslim family and grow up to be a Muslim. You can take that child from a Muslim and put him a Christian. That child will be a Christian. You take that child from a Christian, put him to Buddhism, that child gonna be a Buddhism. You take that child from the Buddhism and take him to the Catholic, that child will be a Catholic. Priest, whatever, that child will be that just that. Because why? The child has no knowledge of this earth. So is what is all of creation is what you create for this child. So you're not understanding what I'm saying right now to you. But please listen to this. I'm begging you for no reason. I'm begging people for no reason to, no, not even to listen to me, but sometimes just when I'm talking, just to know, listen to what I'm saying, you know, just to be quiet and listen to what I'm saying and try to, you know, understand it, break it down. Because it might not seem like it's making sense, but please, like I'm saying, a child know nothing of this earth when he or she is born. So whatever you tell, give this child, feed this child, that is what that child is going to become. And the child growing up and become you a Christian, because I become a Christian, believing in what you believe in, it's not by fate that this child is doing that. None of this. It's about fate. It's just about the regular teaching that you don't know about. Because why? This system was created before you. So to make you believe that this all is part of a bigger plan. But what bigger plan is it part of? What bigger plan is it part of? What bigger plan are you part of? You know, I apologize for jumping around, but I need to jump around. I need y'all to know that I do these things all the time, but I can still come back to the topic that I was talking about. So please bear with me. Like I'm saying, you know, knowing this by this, right, the childbirth and stuff, not knowing nothing, it can be anything, creation and anything. But all this religion and stuff, like I'm saying, was created. You know, people created this stuff to, I can say trap you. Because it's something that we don't know about. We would never get, because I would say, I got it. But at the point that I figured it out, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing right now with this knowledge, to be honest. But I'm just spread it as much as I can. That's all, to be honest with y'all. That's all I'm trying to do. Just spread it as much as I can. Because this shit that I know and understand is ridiculous. And I can break it down to y'all just on the base that you will understand. And if you don't understand, ask me. But like I'm saying, all that was created because somebody figured out a long time ago that we human beings are so extraordinary that really nobody can figure out how extraordinary that we are. So somebody came up with a plan to create a system to keep us trapped, like a forever ending. Because that's what this shit is, a forever ending. This government system shit is forever ending. I apologize. I'm sorry. Wrong information. No, the government shit is not, that's not what's forever ending. I'm sorry about that. That's not what forever ending. It's the religion. That word religion is forever ending. And when it comes to me, how I see it and shit, whoever created that word or this thing called religion. It's so, they the most, hey, how y'all doing? They the most extraordinary person or people to ever existed in this world. They figure out something extraordinary. And that's what I'm saying. The shit that I'm saying right now, nobody is really gonna catch on to it. But please, listen again if you can listen. Listen again if you can listen and try to understand. Like I'm saying, this religion, whoever created this religion, I bow down to them. They will be the only person I will bow down to, because why? They are extraordinary. This shit is for, it's gonna be forever going. They made centuries of people, decades of people believe that they're believing their religion, or that there was a God that to pray to. Yes, I'm gonna just put it that way. That there was a God to pray to. They made us believe that there was a God to pray to. All because of religion. But now the story of that, of this God, I will explain that later, but not, I won't even get into that topic, because that's a whole nother crazy shit. But like I'm saying, and that's what we are trapped in. That's what our mind is trapped in. That's what our mind, our body and soul is trapped in. Because why? You are born into it. So it's like, if you don't believe it, you are the devil. You are the devil. And let me tell y'all something, people. There's no such thing as a devil. Come here. Wow. Crazy. They're shooting outside. They shoot. Let's go, lady, before my girl get mad. Cause we right next to this goddamn shit. And they still shooting. They still shooting. Stop. They still shooting. Stop, 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 stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Yo. Let me get inside. Let me get inside for my girl to go crazy. I'm out here talking and shit. They out here shooting. They out here shooting for real, man. This shit is crazy. Come on. Man. But you know, like I was saying, life, come on, ladies. Bella. This religion shit, whoever created this shit, is so extraordinary. They are so extraordinary that I will bow down to them if I could meet them, but the thing about it, I cannot meet them. So they pass the knowledge on to some. They pass the knowledge on, and somehow they kept it going for eternity, because religion will always be around. Religion. Remember that. That word, religion, that is the number one ruler word, religion. That turned into God, that turned into Christianity, that turned into Muslim, that turned into Buddhism, that turned into Catholic, Jewish, the Jewish. Then the relation lay down, kept going down, down to where the, all the other goddamn, the tribe, the tradition, all these other things. And it's just like, it don't stop. But we don't understand all of that. We are stuck in that forever ending religion. It's crazy. Yeah, and I said I went all the way off topic from what I was saying from my quote. Everything around you is created by a human being. But that's what I'm saying. And all that leads down to my religion, down to the religion, which leads down, I'm telling you, back to you being a child. Being born as a baby. What did you know?